Have you heard of Swedish death cleaning? I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Well, Swedish death cleaning is a method of decluttering that's growing in popularity. The goal is to rid your home of clutter and unnecessary belongings so that at death, your family has fewer things to deal with. It's an extreme form of minimalism where you eliminate things you don't use on a regular basis. The result is a clean, decluttered home that allows you to focus on what matters most. It requires you to make some really tough decisions. Swedish death cleaning is a way to honor your family as they mourn your passing. However, it's also a way to honor God in the way you live. Decluttering helps you focus less on belongings and more on God and others. It's a means of prioritizing life so that things don't control your time and money. Why wait until you're dying? Start today with large items like furniture and work your way to the smaller things. This frees up space and sets the process in motion. Limit your personal items to just one storage box. Give away, donate, or trash unused items so loved ones don't have to. Make a list of things they may be interested in, then arrange for delivery or pickup. Or set items aside in labeled plastic crates to give for birthdays, weddings, or holidays. Recruit family or friends to help you get started. Consider ways to benefit financially by selling on eBay or Facebook Marketplace. Don't refill the empty space. Be thankful for what you have and lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Now, if you've been blessed with My Money Life, I invite you to discover the Crown Stewardship Podcast. They focus on helping you find freedom in your finances and career. You can subscribe on Spotify and iTunes or listen at crown.org. That's crown.org.